Hi, I'm Becky McRae. I'm here today with Deb Brand. We're going to give you five stories of rural and small town business and our commentary, why these stories matter to you and what you can do with them in your small town. It's a beautiful day here in Oklahoma. We've gotten a little bit of rain, have a little promise of some spring grass. How are things there in Iowa, Deb?
Just fine. We got a little bit of rain too, and we love it in Iowa as well.
All right. Well, let's do our first story. We'll dive right in. This one says, small business owner Sandy Higgins's old-fashioned methods yield modern-day success. And they don't actually mean, I think this headline is one we're going to rewrite for them. They don't mean old-fashioned business methods. They mean small-town business methods, because clearly Sandy is a very small-town sort of person. Her embroidery business, she used some very small-town techniques to generate her business success. These are things that never went out of fashion in small towns. Deb, what did you think of this story?
Well, I thought it was a fabulous story. She actually has an embroidery business, and she took around items from her business with her neighbor's logos embroidered on those items. What a brilliant marketing piece there. And this year, they're going to hit $1 million in revenue. So bravo to them in Springfield, Missouri. Very good. Thanks to Miss Daisy for sharing that link with us.
Definitely. Definitely. Our second story today comes out of Canada, and it's a terrific one at Okotoks. Okotoks had a wonderful little tourism campaign where it was the theme was to let your vacation unfold in Okotoks. However, they had put out some ads that say there are a number of things to do in Okotoks. Now, people kind of made fun of that. There's one reporter in particular wrote a nice little article and did several funny variations of, well, you know, not all that exciting things, making a little fun of the way these ads were. Now, the small town responded with a wonderful response and did some invitations. They made the most of the fact that everyone was talking about them. And they apparently they're a very reach out kind of town, because they received an award, not just for their response, but for their building of partnerships with other tourism organizations so that they could reach more people. And that technique is what actually won them an award. Deb, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was great. First of all, Canadians really are very nice. I think down here in the lower 48, we would have reacted a little bit differently. And in fact, they invited their governor to come down and bring his bicycle because they have so many trails that they could ride on. It was very well done. And they are very social media savvy too, which I was happy to see in a small town. So well done. Bravo to the Okotoks. Nice job.
And let me tell you, there are a lot of small towns that have had a reporter say something not so nice about your town. Everything from, oh, they just didn't really mean it, kind of backhanded sort of compliment, to the outright slam by a reporter that just doesn't like your town. We've all had that. And so it's great to see an example of a town that turned that to their advantage.
Well done.
Our next story is from JP Morgan Chase. So this is posted at Chase, and it says, slow down on Main Street. JP Morgan Chase report is making sense of mixed economic messages. Now the headline says slow down on Main Street. What the headline doesn't mention is the even bigger slowdown at large retail. In other words, there's an overall slowdown in consumer spending, most of it at bigger stores. That's where the biggest slowdown was felt. The slowdown on Main Street from smaller stores was a less of a slowdown, which is a continuation of a long trend that we've seen. The MasterCard Spending Pulse for small business has reported in 18 of their last reports have been that smaller businesses have increased at a faster rate than larger retail. So this trend continues. What we're seeing is that so the headline says slow down on Main Street, they're leaving out the fact that even bigger slowdown at much larger retailers. Deb, what did you think of this rather complex story?
Well, and first of all, it was big cities that they surveyed. They had nothing to do with main streets in small towns. They were the large metropolis around the United States, the Chicago, the Denver, the LA. They had nothing to do with small towns. And what it does, in my mind, it's a huge opportunities for rural. You can work anywhere, so come to us. We have a better quality of life, lower cost of living, great places to retire, safe places to raise your family. I thought it was absolutely perfect for rural communities because you can live with us and work with us and play with us. So do come here.
Definitely. Okay, our next story is a wonderful little story out of a small town where it says Bathurst business come up with a new shop local discount. So this is a terrific example of businesses working together, and the discount works this way. Bring in a receipt from another local store, has to be at a local store, and we will give you a discount at our store. I loved this for a number of reasons, and the first one was, even if you're in a town where nobody gets along, there's no cooperation, and there's nothing positive going on whatsoever, you and your store can stake out a very positive position and say, you know what? Shopping local matters to us. We're positive and we're doing something that is moving forward. So bring us a receipt from another local store. We'll give you a discount. I think it's a great thing idea to stake out the positive position in your town.
Absolutely. And they mentioned that they do this discount position in a time when it's slow in their community. So that's important for lots of small towns. For us, it's January. February is traditionally slow in our community. So what a great way to partner with your other local businesses and find a way to bring your locals into your community by offering discounts that actually work. You don't have to have a discount year round. It's not necessary. But why not create community, a strong community based around the time when you actually need the sales? Good idea.
Definitely. And also, that's going to be a time when you're going to reach more locals. More local people will be aware of it at that time when it is more local people in town and less tourism and visitor based. So it helps build the campaign and build the positivity. You're building a new trajectory for the attitudes in your town by choosing to do something positive. I think it's great.
Right.
Last story this week is from Transition Victoria, where they are having a project called Transition Streets. Now, the transition project altogether is about finding ways to save money, reduce our energy use, put more emphasis on local foods, reduce our water use, reduce our transportation, our waste and consumption. So basically, all of these things that are helping us to transition to a more self-sufficient state for all of us so that we're not as reliant on outside resources. We reduce the amount of resources that we're using. Now, it's easy for some people to dismiss that and not want to pay attention to it for political reasons. Ignore the political entirely for the moment and pay attention to the technique that all of us can use. Which is that what they do is they focus on the street level. So just your neighbors up your street. Now, if you're in Hopeton, Oklahoma, Main Street is our only street. So we can focus on everybody. That would be 30 people. So we can have one group and cover our entire town. Your town may be larger than that. And you can focus on one street at a time. And what they do is they have groups that just get together, basically street level. They receive some information, but then they all make a plan and talk about how they'll do this in their family, in their household. And you can apply that no matter what the topic is or what change you're trying to create. If you'll focus on the street level, bring families together and give them some information, have them make a plan of how they're going to do it at their family, at their house. What did you think, Deb?
I thought it was brilliant. And I think there's no reason that you couldn't combine that with a little bit of fun too. So we have local utilities. So why not have a block party, have that encompass maybe three or four blocks. And for our local utilities, we can buy our LED lights at a substantial reduced savings. So instead of spending $4 or $5 for an LED light, it'll cost me 50 cents. So why not partner with the city and have them come in and do a little presentation on how you can use the LED lights and where you can use them. And I can buy my lights right there. And then we can go have a little block party and have some food and a discussion about how to use those lights in our home and how we can save money and reduce our electric bill. I think it'd be a brilliant idea. Nice little start and get to know your neighbors at the same time.
You
Just a
bet.
simple idea.
It is. Community happens when people talk to each other. And if you bring them together to have a block party and to have a good time on their street, then they're more receptive to change information. You could
That's
do this
right.
with businesses. You could do it on Main Street as well. I know that a lot of local utilities in Oklahoma offer complimentary energy audits for businesses. And so why not bring those in, have a block party for merchants? Nobody's ever held a block party for the merchants. So focus on that street, Main Street, and allow those merchants to get together, learn something, and have a good time, build some relationships, allow community to happen.
Brilliant idea. Love it.
All right. Well, those are our five stories for this week. We will be back next week, but on a different day and time. We will be in on Friday at 6 p.m. to allow for travel schedules. So we hope to see you again next week. Thank you very much for your attention, Deb.
Hasta la bye-bye. See you Friday, 6 p.m. Central Time. See you then. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.